Regarding the help of Allah to believers during hostilities and the actions of the hypocrites, the Quran says in chapter 33, verses 9 through 27, Believers, remember the favor of Allah to you when there came against you hosts, armies, We unleashed against them a wind and hosts, angels, you could not see. Allah sees the things you do. They came on you from above and from below. And when your eyes swerved and your heart slipped to your throats and you thought thoughts about Allah, there the believers were tried, they were shaken, a severe quake. The hypocrites and those in whose hearts is a disease said, Allah and His Messenger promised nothing but delusion. And when a party of them said, People of Yathrib, Medina, there is no place for you here, therefore return. A party of them asked leave of the Prophet, saying, Our houses are exposed, whereas they were not. They only wished to flee. And if an entrance had been forced against them from its quarters, and then they had been asked to incite, they would have done so, and remained in it, the city, for a time. Yet before that, they made a covenant with Allah never to turn their backs. The covenant with Allah shall be questioned. Say, flight will not avail you. If you flee from death or slaughter, you would enjoy this world for only a little time Say, who can defend you from Allah if He desires harm for you or if He desires mercy for you? They shall find for themselves none other than Allah to help and protect them. Allah knows those of you who hinder and those who say to their brothers, Come to us. They do not come to the battle but a little, being mean towards you. When fear comes to them, you see them looking at you, their eyes rolling as if they were on the point of death. But once a fear departs, they assail you with their sharp tongues, being greedy to possess the good things. Those have never believed. Allah has annulled their deeds. That is easy for Allah. They think the confederates have not departed. Indeed, if the confederates should come again, they would sooner be in the desert among the Bedouins asking news of you. If they were among you, they would fight but a little. In the messenger, you have a fine example of he who hopes for Allah on the last day and remembers Allah abundantly. When the believers saw the confederates, they said, This is what Allah and His Messenger have promised us. Surely, Allah and His Messenger have spoken the truth. And this did not increase them except in belief and submission. Among the believers, there are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. Some have fulfilled their vow dying, while others await, unyielding to change, so that Allah will recompense the truthful for their truthfulness and punish the hypocrites if He will, or turn again to them. Surely Allah is a forgiver and the merciful. Allah sent back the unbelievers in their rage, and they gained no good. Allah spared the believers from fighting. Surely Allah is the strong, the mighty. He brought down from them from their fortresses, so that those who had supported them from among the people of the Jewish book, and cast terror into their hearts, so that you killed and others you took captive. He made you the inheritors of their lands and their houses and their possessions, and another land on which you have never set foot before. Truly, Allah is powerful over everything.